Welcome to the Fantasy Football Foursome. The Foursome answer your questions about players to pick up, players to drop, weekly matchups, injury reports, and current trends in fantasy football. Now, here's the host of the Fantasy Football Foursome, John Jennings.
Good Saturday morning. We all hope that you had a great Thanksgiving, and it is time for the Fantasy Football Foursome right here on the Loon. This show is brought to you every single week by Rough Swings and Sports Bar, the United States Marine Corps, ACC Midwest Transportation, and West Central Trophies. Holy smokes, we've got a text line again. If we can help you in any way, the Loon text line, it's the same as our studio line. Send a text to 320-235-9094. I will be repeating that throughout the show. Don't worry. Let's introduce who is on the show today and how are things going, Lyle.
Lyle Dickman, doing a show today from Owatonna, Minnesota, celebrating a playoff-clinching performance last week. So can't wait for the Loon playoffs to start.
Jack.
Yeah, I'm 6-5 in the Loon League or whatever. I am first in my little division, but no one in our division has clinched a playoff spot. I'm first in the division with an 80% chance of making the playoffs. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, Justin and I are fighting for that last spot, and that is a problem because Justin and I made a trade last week. Justin, go ahead.
Yeah, Justin Admire here. John is who I'm thankful for this year. I needed a quarterback, and I was able to get Kyler Murray from John, and John got a couple of players that he needed as well. I thought it was a good trade, right? It's a win-win. We both got something we needed. I'm hoping Jack's chances go down to like 60% because him and I are playing this week, and we're in a nail-biter right now.
Yeah. It's Devonta Smith. I would have loved to have held out for more, but it was a fair trade. Fair enough for me anyway. 7-4 in a tight Loon League this year, tighter than most years. Anyway, for the next hour, we're going to be talking everything there is to talk about in the world of fantasy football. Our goal is to help you win your league. And again, that Loon text line, 320-235-9094, if you want us to help you out. Time for the ACC Midwest Transportation Injury Report. So these are some guys who are showing up on the list as out, of course. Joe Burrow, season-ending wrist injury. What a shame for Jamar Chase managers and Joe Mixon and everybody else. Just a shame. I would say the Cincinnati season is effectively over. Salvan Ahmed, who actually mattered because of Achan and Wilson and all those guys, well, he's got a season-ending foot injury. You can go ahead and safely drop him. Michael Thomas moved to the short-term IR. He is out for Week 12 and the effective the future. Mark Andrews, season-ending, they say, ankle injury. Now they're saying it's not as bad as thought, but I think it's going to be season-ending, at least for the playoffs anyway. He also out. These guys are showing up with some nicks and scrapes and dings, some questionable, some not. That includes Kenny Pickett, Derek Carr, Devon Achan tweaking that knee again, Deonta Foreman, Derrick Henry on the list now with a ankle injury, Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua, Odell Beckham, Darius Slayton, Rashad Bateman, Chris Godwin, Justin Jefferson unlikely to play this week as well, Keenan Allen, Deontay Johnson, Gerald Everett, Dalton Schultz, TJ Hockenson all listed as questionable. These guys are in for Week 12, Taylor Heinicke, but it doesn't matter. Jack's Falcons are going to start Desmond Ridder. Justin Fields is in. Kyren Williams coming back. Welcome back to the NFL, Kyren Williams. Saquon Barkley, Ramondre Stevenson, Jerome Ford, Tyreek Hill all in for this week. But as always, make sure to keep an eye tomorrow on that injury report. Well, we had three big games of Thanksgiving football. What happened to the Lions, Justin?
Dan Campbell, I guess. Jared Goff, fumbleitis. Those are the two things, and their defense is just not good. I mean, they made Jordan Love and the Packers look fantastic yesterday. Detroit made a game of it in the end, and, you know, I think Campbell regrets going for that punt. In all seriousness, I like it. Live dangerously, right? Be aggressive, play to win, and that's what Campbell's trying to do. Is a little too aggressive probably to fake it that close to your own end zone, But at least he showed some belief in his team, and the Packers took him down. I'm starting to think it's the NFC North. You know, the NFC North will never have like a real contender. Whoever's winning that division even the Packers, you know, with the exception of like 1 year, flounder, even when they make the playoffs. So Detroit at home was really surprising. They usually play well on Thanksgiving, even in their bad years.
Right. And I think I saw one win in their last 15 games against teams that have a winning record. So they're kind of the paper Lions. Jack, I'll tell you who's not paper, and that's the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, obviously a big Brock Purdy guy over here. Didn't have his best fantasy day, a little salvage with Ayuk at the end, but you look at the weapons this guy has. Christian McCaffrey had two rushing touchdowns, I think north of 100 rushing yards by the time it was done. You know, Debo Samuel had a heck of a game just all over the field. Kittle was where he needed to be when he needed to be there. And that defense is just, I mean, they're just playing like a top 10 defense. So when you've got that many offensive weapons and you've got that good of a defense, you know, between them and Dallas, watching them both spool up for the playoffs, I mean, it's got to get you excited about football again. So it's just good to see good, like, you know, Vikings fans. I'm a Falcons fan. I just like seeing good professional football played every now and again. And you have to go to San Fran sometimes to see it. So, yeah, I love the Brock Purdy story. I hope they go far. And I love Kyle Shanahan, offensive coordinator from Atlanta when we dominated that year. And, man, we should have kept him.
I am a Brock Purdy believer myself. Dallas doing what they should have done. 45-10 over the Commanders. Congratulations to Ron Bland. Wow. 5 pick sixes, and we're only at week 12. That's
hey, Kyle Brandt from Good Morning Football predicted yesterday before the game that he would be in the kettle.
In the kettle? Nice. I wonder what the prop bet was for that.
I'm assuming from a pick six or whatever, but or maybe just an interception and running it down. But that he would actually be in the kettle, I thought that was pretty cool.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, good for him, but that's an obvious broadcaster prediction, right? Anybody covering this game, analyzing or discussing it, is going to say, I'm going to go ahead and say it. He's going to get that fifth one, set the NFL record. Oh, and that kettle that everyone jumps in every Thanksgiving. I got a feeling, call it a gut feeling, he's going to jump in that thing.
On the show, we're going to be talking about Trenchum and Benchum for the remaining games for week 12. Also, we've got United States Marine Corps waiver wire warriors. It's a thin week, but up next we've got daily fantasy news and strategy. It's a fantasy football foursome on the Loon. Thanks for joining us this morning on the fantasy football foursome. Again, that new Loon text line 320-235-9094. You may remember that because it's also our studio line, so you can shoot us a text on there. Time for daily fantasy news and strategy for week 12, at least the remainder of it. Quarterbacks, kick it off for us, Lyle.
I think I'm going to just on repeat week after week now, I guess. I'm playing Josh Dobbs again. $5,900, getting the Vikings against a decent matchup against the Bears at home. So I think he's been getting a rushing touchdown and a passing touchdown. I think that's the floor. And he might find a third touchdown and boost you into that triple up category this week against the Bears.
Jack.
Well, against my better judgment for the money, I'm going Justin Fields. You know, I'm not a Fields. I'm kind of a Fields hater, but primetime game at Minnesota for 7,000. He just put up 24 points against Detroit. You know, he got injured in that last game against Minnesota, but before that injury, he had put up 33 points against Denver and Washington. So I think he's going to have a heck of a game.
Justin.
Yeah, I agree on Dobbs and Fields, like both those guys. I'm personally rolling with Dobbs this week just because of the price point. But a little cheaper option, if you need to save a few bucks, I don't mind Baker Mayfield this week either at $5,500 against Indianapolis, who's 20th against quarterbacks. And I don't know what's going on out there. They let Shaq Leonard go, who, I don't know if you guys remember, like his rookie year, he led the NFL in tackles same year. So some weirdness going on in Indy right now, but I don't mind Baker Mayfield at $5,500.
Great matchup against Indianapolis. I agree with that. Other great matchups on the main slate on Sunday tomorrow. Jalen Hurts and Josh Allen are going against each other. That's $8,300 and $8,100, so you got to be a little careful if you're looking for some other price-friendlier, some Black Friday deals on quarterbacks. Will Levis against Carolina, Bryce Young against Tennessee. $5,300 and $4,900. You can save some money there. How about some running backs, Jack?
Yeah, Fields is my Cyber Monday special then. All right, so I'll give you my two running backs. I'm going with Etienne Jr. against Houston. not just because of the Houston defense, but because I think he's going to be involved in the pass game as well. And then I'm going with, and he's 7,100 right now, averaging 18 points a game. Then I'm going with some Rashid White, Tampa Bay at Indy. Yeah, you're right, Justin, or whoever mentioned it. There's some weird stuff going on in Indy. Seems like they've had weird stuff going on ever since, like, who was it, Matthew Stafford? Andrew Luck, since Andrew Luck, like, left football. But $6,100 bucks for White, Tampa Bay at Indy. They're ranked 28th against the run. So I'm saving money on my running backs a little bit for my tight ends position.
Justin.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Ramondre Stevenson. $5,800 against that terrible Giants team, 21st against the running back, and he's heating up right now. He had a pretty good game 2 weeks ago. Well, it'd be 3 weeks because they just had their bye against Washington. Then he had a solid game against Indy. His average, you know, yards per carry is going up, and it's Ramondre, right? I mean, it's a matter of time. I like him to kind of break out with a big game this week against the Giants. $5,800 bucks.
Lyle.
Ramondre's on my list, and I like Jerome Ford. We just saw what the Vikings did against Denver. Now you get Ford, $5,600 bucks against that Denver defense. And he scored double-digit fantasy points since he's kind of become the starter, I guess, there in all but 2 weeks. So I just think it's a matchup-proof situation because he's going to get 15 to 20 touches against that Denver D.
The high-dollar play for me would be Jonathan Taylor at $6,900 against Tampa. I like Javonte Williams this week. I do like Jerome Ford, but my value play on the main slate is Najee Harris. I've made fun of him pretty much all season when I'm breaking down Pittsburgh games. Quietly, though, if you take a look at the last 5 weeks, Najee Harris has had 15, 10, 15, 18, and yeah, he slipped up last week for only 4 points last week, but that was against Cleveland. This week against Cincinnati, I don't know. I really like that for $4,900. You've actually been able to play both Warren and Harris. How about wide receivers, Justin?
Yeah, I'll give you a big dollar and a low dollar. My big dollar is Adam Thielen going against Tennessee. And it's not necessary because Tennessee is believed to be really bad against the pass. It's that Carolina can't run the ball. I mean, they could get a bulldozer out there for their offensive line, and they'd probably still only get, you know, 2 yards because that's how long it'd take a defender to run around the bulldozer and tackle whoever from behind. So $7,300 for Adam Thielen against that terrible Tennessee defense. And then I got Jordan Addison paired with Dobbs this week, $5,700. You know, this game, it's a Monday night game. Neither defense is amazing. The Vikings is defense a little better, but it should be some points, right? It should be some points scored in this game, and I want some pieces of it. So I'm going to go Jordan Addison, $5,700.
Lyle.
Higher end, I'm going Christian Kirk, $5,700, expecting a shootout against Houston. He's been a little up and down, but I like his chances to bounce back. He only had 7 points fantasy-wise last week. And then save a little bucks. I'm going Odell Beckham. He's had 2 decent games in a row, $3,800. And he's getting that Charger defense. I can't stop anybody in the passing game.
OBJ has had a good year. Quietly had a good year. Jack.
All right, so I went a little gimmicky on my receivers here just because I thought it would be fun and it was cheap. So I'm saying give me some more, give me some more, give me some more. We got DJ Moore, Elijah Moore, and Rondale Moore in my wide receiver slots. $6,000 for DJ Moore, Chicago, Minneapolis. I'm stacking him with my Fields at QB. Went with Elijah Moore because I needed someone with the last name Moore that was cheap. It's the first time I put a Cleveland player in the lineup. They're against Denver, new quarterback. He is averaging 8 points a game. We'll see what happens. He's a slot receiver, that DTR guy in Cleveland. He doesn't have a lot of time to throw the ball. He's still trying to make his decisions quick. So those short passes are what he's been kind of making his bread and butter on a little bit. And then Rondale Moore, kind of a boomer bust, kind of a fast player there in Arizona. They're going against the Rams, who have just been terrible on all facets. So, you know, I'm spending, what, 12, 13 grand on receivers this week.
Yeah, I got a couple value plays, too, for the main slate. And it starts with Deontay Johnson, who just somehow always gets 10 targets every single game up against Cincinnati. $4,900. I think he pays off real well for you. Rashid Shaheed from the Saints against Jack's Falcons, $4,300. And that's more of a boomer bust play. And then Jonathan Mingo, I know Justin talked about Adam Thielen. I like Mingo on the other side against Tennessee at $3,300. I mean, that's a lineup filler right there. And going back to Deontay Johnson, we did not mention this, a fond farewell, Matt Canada, I hope you find a job somewhere other than football, because that's really where you should be. Let's go on to tight ends.
I don't know, John. These QBs are getting these offensive coordinators fired, man.
Matt Canada sucks. He was terrible.
I'm not saying he's a good OC, but I mean, what would you have done with Pickett? I mean, come on.
Well, Pickett sucks too. Yeah, there is that. Yeah. Tight ends.
Be careful who you hit your wagon to.
Lyle, what do you got?
Tight end?
Yeah. Well,
for fantasy, I'd like to pair him up with Dobbs. I'd go with TJ Hockenson, but if you're going to go for a bargain, Hockenson, I believe, is at like 5,800. So it is an expensive play, but I like it a lot. And I like Isaiah Likely. Now that Andrews is out for the Baltimore Ravens, he's at $3,100. And again, getting a great matchup against those Chargers.
Yeah, for sure. Jack, what do you got, tight ends?
Well, on the Likely thing, Lyle, I looked at him too. I just don't see him getting the same uses as Andrews. So I would just caution people on him. But man, if he gets close to it, it'll be good. I'm going all the money. Travis Kelce, $8,200. Obvious matchup, Kansas City at Vegas. Mahomes has no other options. It's a divisional game. It's not prime time. It's 3:25 our time kickoff here. But I think Kelsey's just going to have one of those 25-point games. So it's more like the chalk. I just had to buy it.
I'm not in on Kelce this week. Justin, what do you got for tight ends?
Yeah, I'm with you on Kelce. I mean, he's not having a great year. I'm looking at his numbers. He's only hit 20 points or more three times all season. So I'm a little leery. Little leery. And I think, well, I don't want to get off topic, but I genuinely think teams have finally figured out if you double Travis Kelce from the first whistle to the very last whistle, you shut Kansas City down. Those other receivers just aren't good enough. Patrick Mahomes is, but they're not. So he gets the ball in their area, and they're not making those tough catches. Anyway, still love me some Travis Kelce, though. I'm not ready to spend the money on him in daily at the moment. I will, though, if you want to spend the money on Hockenson or Kelce, which is probably the smart thing. Kate Otten, if you're rolling with Baker Mayfield, he's like 3,200, 3,300. Isaiah Likely, I like as well for the price point. And then Pat Freiermuth. One catch last week. He's playing Cincinnati. Since he doesn't have their quarterback, they struggle against the tight end. And, you know, ever since Freiermuth went out, their offense has not looked the same. So I think they try and get him involved this week. He played a little bit last week. I think this week they really try and ramp him up a little bit. So, and those guys are all in that $3 to $3,300 range.
Yeah, Freiermuth was in my budget department at $2,900. I like that call. If you got too much money, I like Evan Engram and David Njoku, both with very good matchups. If you have no money, I like Michael Mayer against Kansas City. It's still a good matchup, and it's $2,800 for him. Don't expect a ton, though. Defenses, Jack.
Well, based on budget, so just real quick on the flex, I threw in Jalen Warren at $5,400. And you're right, Najee and Jalen both having great seasons, John, when you look at them. I mean, I've had both of these guys in my lineups in different seasonal leagues every week and averaging 15 points between the two. But $2,900, Eagles, Buffalo going to Philly. I just don't trust Josh Allen at this point, to be honest with you. I don't trust anything Buffalo has going on. I know they had a good game last week. I think Philly could totally dominate this game, and I think they could turn Josh Allen over as often as they want. They held Mahomes, they'll hold Allen. So $2,900, Eagles.
Justin.
I like that take, but I'm going to go the opposite side of it. I think they held Kansas City because they doubled Kelce pretty much all the time. The receivers for Buffalo are significantly better. So they'll probably double, right? They'll double Diggs, but Gabe Davis, Dalton Kincaid, the rest of those guys, I think will have a big game. I'm going with Kansas City. They're the number four ranked defense in fantasy football. I don't think half the fantasy world even realizes it, but they are playing good football defensively and have been pretty much all season. And they've had double-digit points for fantasy five straight games. And that includes games against Miami, Philadelphia, and the Chargers, who are, by the way, the number two ranked offense in the NFL. So they're legit, and they're playing Vegas, and for some reason they're only $3,100. I mean, it's not the cheapest defense, but they're not the most expensive either. So I'm going to roll with them Chiefs.
Lyle.
You guys talked about a couple different things, cheap defenses and home defenses. And who's at the bottom of the list? Houston Texans, $2,600. Getting Jacksonville. I know they're an okay offense, but Houston throughout the years has been scoring 7 fantasy points a game, and they're outscoring teams that are much higher and much more expensive this week. So I like the Texans on the cheap.
I like the Broncos. If you have too much money, $3,200 taking on Cleveland and DTR. If you have no money left, I like the Raiders against the Chiefs. And that sounds crazy, but the Chiefs are the worst team in the second half in the NFL. So, hey, there's always a chance, and you're only spending $2,800. Time for the United States Marine Corps Waiver Wire Warriors right after this break on the Fantasy Football Foursome. Thanks for joining us this morning on the Fantasy Football Foursome. Wishing we could roll tape through commercial breaks. Go online, westcentraltrophies.com. It's not too late to pick yourself up some hardware for your league. And trust me when I tell you, it's a lot more fun to have a little hardware to pass around or show off. Come by our Uptown Wilmer studio here to see the Lombardi trophy that we talk about. Time for the United States Marine Corps Waiver Wire Warriors. No buys, but kind of a thin week. Lyle, quarterbacks.
Yeah, I think for me, again, the Dobbs thing and Russ Wilson are the ones that are more like heavily owned. But if they're available, I think those are guys to pick up. And I'll go a little deeper and pick up Derek Carr. I think he's got a good matchup. I know there's no Michael Thomas, but he's still got Kamara. He's still got Olave. He's got the Swiss Army knife, Taysom Hill. I think they can still put together a reasonable performance this week for Derek Carr.
Jack.
Yeah, Taysom Hill's the reason I don't like Derek Carr, to be honest with you. But available in 49% of leagues or so, Baker Mayfield, you know, you talked about passing around hardware around your league, John. Talk about passing around a quarterback. He seems to have found a little luck in Tampa Bay. He's having a pretty decent season. I think if he's available and you've got some QB problems, that's when you can go out and grab. And then when the waiver wire opens up, I'm sure Jordan Love will be gone.
Justin.
I mean, I really hope you don't need a quarterback this week, because the reality is if there's any competition in your league, you have to decide between Bryce Young, Gardner Minshew, and maybe Matt Stafford. I mean, honestly, flip a coin two, three times out of those three. I'm going to go with Matt Stafford. I'm going to go with the veteran. Arizona, looking at their schedule going forward after that win last week, they have a legitimate shot to make the playoffs here. You know, they can get back on the right side of things if they can win in Arizona. So I'm going to go with Stafford. He's got Puka. I don't think there's any Cooper Kupp this week, but I do think Kyren Williams is going to hit the ground running, and that's going to open up the play action again for the Rams, which they haven't had since he went out with injury. So I'll go with Matt Stafford against Arizona.
Yeah, and that's why we do this. In case you were a manager of Joe Burrow, Deshaun Watson, Kirk Cousins, and you're only in a one, you know, you're in a deep league or you only draft one quarterback like I normally do, this is why we break this stuff down. And I guess my guy, if you're in that situation, would be Will Levis. Yeah, he had the monster and then he cooled off and then he had 12.5 points last week, but he does face Carolina this week. Usually good things happen when that goes down. How about some running backs, Jack?
All right, so the one I'm going to pick up that I think you should probably look at potentially starting in a flex if you needed him is Samaje Perine. We talked a little bit about Browns and Broncos earlier, but I just think there's going to be opportunity for him here. 13 fantasy points last week in our league, PPR league, 7 for 7. I mean, a running back targeted 7 times. That to me, that's enough to just draw interest. And then I just want to make a quick note here, John. You've got players like Elijah Mitchell, Kenny Gainwell, that are still available in 80% of leagues, which tells me that DeAndre Swift and Christian McCaffrey aren't handcuffed appropriately at this point in the season. I mean, what are you waiting on? You know, if something happens to McCaffrey and you don't have Mitchell, you just might have lost your season.
Yeah, exactly right. Justin.
You know, I was going to bring him up in daily, but didn't get a chance. I like Keaton Mitchell this week. He's available in 70% of leagues, and he didn't do really anything last week. So there's a good chance some people may have dropped him. So increasing his availability. I like this matchup better. Against the Chargers, high-paced team in L.A. Mitchell still got 8 carries last week. So it's a running back he can pick up who's getting touches.
Wow.
Like what Jack said about the handcuffs, and I do have Mitchell in the loon, so that's awesome. I just can't believe that Ty Chandler is still available, especially in local leagues. 55% available in ESPN leagues. I think he's going to surpass Madison here. I think Madison, that fumble on Sunday night has shifted the weight or the scales, tip the scales in favor of Chandler. I expect him to play much more going forward.
Now, Lyle, I have Keaton Mitchell in the Loon League, and I just threw him into my flex. What do you do here? Going along with what Jack said, I am in total agreement that I still can't believe that Tajay Spears is available in 66% of leagues. And again, Derrick Henry goes down. It's already half a little split of a workload, but man alive, why are you holding on to some of these third string receivers or back up this or whatnot? Man, this is the time to be taking care of your team or looking to, you know, pounce if something does happen. I love the Eli Mitchell call as well. How about some wide receivers, Justin?
I'm going to go with the guy that John smartly tacked into the trade between him and I to get Kyler. We should probably break it down for the listeners. I needed a quarterback really bad. John and one other team have a couple quarterbacks. I knew Lyle was after one as well. By the way, Lyle, John, and I are all in the same division, and none of us are in first. Old Klinghagen's in first.
Yep.
But we all have winning records. Lyle's tied, same record as a guy in first. So anyway, I gave John Devonta Smith. Our league is very competitive. It's 12 teams. Nobody has depth. There is no depth. You're lucky if you have one extra player at any position on your bench that is better than somebody's player in that position in their starting lineup. John had an injury, which started this whole thing. So even until that point, there wasn't even a window of opportunity. But John lost Mark Andrews, which I was super happy about, because then it made Kyler Murray expendable because he has Jalen Hurts. And I tried to get him for a little cheaper, a week ago. And John, ignored my voicemail and smartly didn't jump in. And then I flipped Devonta Smith and DeMario Douglas, right, for Kyler Murray. And that's my guy this week. He is available in 70% of leagues. He's going up against the Giants. It's a great matchup. The Giants' secondary has been terrible. And, yes, I know his quarterback is terrible. I don't even know who the starter is going to be this week, actually, for New England. I think
it's Zappe.
Yeah, they're going Zappe, right? Yeah. So I love me some DeMario Douglas this week. Zappe, he'll zing it. Old zinging Zappe. He's going to throw it on the old field. And DeMario Douglas is the only wide receiver you can name on the New England Patriots. So throw them in your lineup. 70% of leagues available.
Lyle.
That's a good one. I still can't believe he didn't want Waddle instead of Smith. But, that's all right. That's all right. I won't hold a grudge at all.
That's how many points Waddle scored, and you'll know exactly why you didn't want him.
Oh, okay.
Well, you didn't even start him in your own lineup, Lyle, which is a rookie move when you're trying to trade a guy. You put him in the starting lineup and hope he makes the trade before you got to play him. I just moved Kyren Williams, who I'm totally going to start in the Loon League, into the IR spot again because I'm pretty sure A-Chain's going to go out. And when that happens, that allowed me to pick up Pat Freiermuth right now. Worst case, I got to drop Freiermuth and I put Kyren back in. But hopefully A-Chain is listed as out. He goes to the IR, and then I slide Kyren Williams in, and I get Pat Freiermuth for free on my roster.
You're up, Lyle. Wide receivers, what do you got?
Josh Downs. I'm going to go Josh Downs. I know he's coming off a bye in a couple down weeks, but I like what he was building about the previous 7 or 8 weeks. He's a target hog. I know they still have another good receiver, Pittman, with the Colts, but he's available in, I think, 55% of leagues. Go pick up Josh Downs.
Jack.
Yeah, I'll rapid fire here. Rashid Rice, Kansas City. I agree Kelce will be double covered. I think he's available in 49% of leagues. When it opens up, people are going to want some Green Bay people, but Noah Brown, Houston, been questionable, available in 60% of leagues. This is the guy that was having the best receiving weeks from CJ Stroud before he got injured. So I think if you can grab this guy and put him on the bench when he comes back healthy, he was hitting 150 plus yards receiving. So Noah Brown, just put him on the bench.
The only guy I see on here that I actually did pick him up was Justin Watson from Kansas City. He's available 98.5% of leagues. And it's just a coin flip. I'm not telling you I've got some inside scoop or anything like that. 5 for 53, had 11 targets. That's not great, but they're Mahomes targets, which is always nice. 16 points. Is he the guy in Kansas City? I don't know, but I'd like to have the guy in Kansas City, so I took a chance on him. How about tight ends? What do we got, Lyle?
Yeah. Trey McBride. I'm going to call him Bank McBride because I like the baseball card, the baseball player. But McBride, he's available in 25% of leagues. If you're not picking him up, especially after some of the injuries, Andrews, Freiermuth's been in and out, Musgrave just lacerated a kidney. I mean, make sure you get some of these guys in your lineup. And then all the rest of the guys, there's an easy one out there for you guys.
Jack.
Probably the one I'll say here is Kate Otten, available in your league, probably 70-some-odd percent. Some of it's Tampa Bay, Baker Mayfield, what they've been doing, but he's at Indy, then Carolina coming there, then at Atlanta. I kind of like those matchups. Most leagues don't do a Week 18 playoff, but if you did, you got Kate Otten at Carolina in Week 18. That could be an important game for Tampa Bay. So there's a couple of them out there, but you know, if JJ doesn't say one more I'm thinking of, I'll throw it in at the end.
Justin?
I'm going to go Pat Freiermuth, who's available in 60% of leagues, and I'll let John talk about the last one because he picked him up in the Loon League.
Yeah, Isaiah Likely. And now this is not some game-winning play here by any means, but he's a good athlete. He had one breakout game last year. I don't know what's going to happen, but I want Mark Andrews' replacement at least for 1 week to see what's going to happen. Isaiah Likely available in 70% of leagues. The last guy I'll throw out is Donald Parham Jr., who got 9 points last week. If Gerald Everett isn't playing for the Chargers, Donald Parham is actually a thing. So keep an eye on that. And he's available in 96% of leagues. Let's roll through defenses quick, Jack. What?
John, Hunter Henry, too. I mean, with a different quarterback change. I think people in New England are playing for their job, including Belichick. So Hunter Henry is a heck of a tight end, a great football player. He should show up in this game.
Yeah, I agree with you. Give me a defense quick.
This week, you know, the Giants did have a good week last week in defense. They're a terrible defense, but they had a good week last week. They do have the rookie QB. They're coming on a little bit of a high. Barkley's back. I think you could plug the Giants in for a week, probably more of a DFS play. But, you know, if for some reason you don't like your matchup this week, the Giants could get it done.
Justin.
I'm going to go with the Denver Broncos, who draw Cleveland with a backup quarterback. The game's in Cleveland. It's in Denver, and they're turning the ball over at a cyclic rate over the last four games. So I like Denver.
That was my choice. Lyle?
Picking to the opposite side of Jack's game, I like the Patriots defense. They also have a rookie quarterback who's not very good. I know DeVito had a couple touchdowns this last game, but if there is one thing that Bill Belichick can do is he can figure out a rookie quarterback with a bad offense.
We are going to talk Trenchum and Benchum for the remaining games of Week 12. Thanks for joining us on the Fantasy Football Foursome. Week 12 edition of Trenchum and Benchum. Four games in the books. No teams on bye. And once again, if we can help you out, that new Loon text line, same as the studio line, shoot a text to 320-235-9094. All right, let's break it down. Jack, New Orleans facing your Falcons.
All right, this is the NFC South Super Bowl for us. This is about all we care about, beating New Orleans at home. So who am I putting in the trenches? Who am I leaving on the benches? Alvin Kamara in the trenches every week, no matter what. Derek Carr, if you're in that Lyle scenario where you needed that QB really bad and you need a one-week plug, this is the week to start Derek Carr. But I think Taysom Hill at tight end is going to take a little love away from the guy. And I'll get to that here. Olave, Raheed Shaheed, I think both in the lineups. Olave's a WR1 against Atlanta. Shaheed is going to be a flex. And then Taysom Hill. Last game, didn't have a great game, but before that had scored 20, 21, and 11 fantasy points respectively at the tight end position. I think this week at tight end, he's probably a top five, top 10 tight end this week, pretty easy. On to the Atlanta side of the ball, and I wish I could tell you that there are more starts here, but we're in the playoff hunt right now in most of our leagues. I don't trust Bijan Robinson. I've got him on the bench in a league where I've got deeper running back depth. It just so happens that I have really good running backs. So, but if I'm looking at a Bijan Robinson or I've got Jonathan Taylor, Alvin Kamara, a couple others. I just don't trust the guy this week. I just don't trust what he's able to do in the playoffs. So if he's who you have and you have to start him, you throw him in, but you better plan accordingly. Don't think he's going to go out and have this big, huge game. You just can't bank on that. Ritter's on the bench. London, low end flex. Pitts, low end tight end. I mean, between him and Jonnu Smith, flip a coin. Maybe put Algier on the bench off your waiver wire because he did play a little better with Ritter at QB, but I don't like this game very much. I like the Saints defense better. I don't know how Atlanta's going to win this one. With Arthur Smith at coach, I don't see it happening.
Well, New Orleans favored by a point and a half. Pittsburgh and Cincinnati, Lyle.
Yeah, I got a divisional clash here with some teams that don't really like each other much. So I'm kind of expecting a defensive battle, but mostly because they're bad quarterbacks. Kenny Pickett is not good. You're not playing him. Jalen Warren and Najee Harris, I've been noticing they've both been trending up. I think they were in the 30s as far as fantasy ranks. Now Warren's up to number 23. Harris is up to number 29. And this is in a PPR format. So I think they're both safe RB2s at this point. Deontay Johnson, I think this is the guy that you got to be looking out for just because they fired their offensive coordinator. I think they're going to try to get him the ball. I think he's a safe wide receiver 3 or a flex for you this week. I think George Pickens still is going to be on my bench, but I am going to play that Pittsburgh defense, which has been top 10 for most of the year. And going over to the Bengals, you got Jake Browning making his, I think, first NFL start. This is not the time to be playing Jake Browning. Keep him on your, well, waiver wire, to be honest. But that does mean you still got to play Ja'Marr Chase. I think he's still got a ceiling as a wide receiver 1 or certainly a safe wide receiver 2. You're playing Joe Mixon just because there's not going to be 24 better running backs this week. And I think you could make a case for Tyler Boyd just because they're still without T. Higgins. If you're in a deep league, I think you could put Tyler Boyd in as a flex option. He's been hit or miss over the last 4 weeks. And that's it for the Bengals.
Rain likely. Pittsburgh favored by a point and a half. Justin, Jacksonville, Houston.
Yeah, I think the over-under on this game is pretty high.
47 and a half.
I'm excited for this one. What was it?
47 and a half, second highest this week.
Yep. Yeah, I knew it was up there. Trevor Lawrence is in the trenches, especially this week. But honestly, if it was a week where you had some other options, I would still play him. You got to play the hot hand. And this is what Jacksonville did last year. Specifically, Trevor Lawrence took off right around week 10, 11. So I'm going to roll the dice that that's what's happening. I'm putting Trevor Lawrence in the trenches, especially this week. ETN, I think he bounces back. I agree. I think they get a few screenplays and a few more passes to him this game as well against Houston. It's just I'm looking for a shootout. Calvin Ridley, Christian Kirk, put them both in the trenches. Zay Jones as a flex because he's still kind of working his way back from injury. Evan Ingram absolutely in the trenches as a tight end. Jacksonville's defense has been steady, but you could roll the dice on one of these defenses and maybe get a turnover, but I'm staying away from the defenses. Houston side of the ball. I am putting C.J. Stroud, Tank Dell, Nico Collins, Devin Singletary, Dalton Schultz, all in the trenches. It's basically the exact same recipe for each team. Quarterback, top two receivers, their running back, their tight end, and that's it.
Jackson. Hey, watch out for Singletary just in case Pierce is back. There might be some share there.
I dropped Damian Pierce.
Pierce is back, and I'm expecting that share, and Singletary has just clearly played better than Pierce. And Pierce had so many opportunities. But the team does love him. The coach loves him. He's going to get touches. I am hoping for a 60-40 split more towards Singletary, especially in his first game back after missing the cup.
Jacksonville favored by a point and a half. I get Tampa Bay and Indianapolis. The quarterbacks are in play because the defenses are so bad. So if you've got a situation, you can feel pretty good about starting Baker Mayfield. We talked about him earlier in the show. Rashad White is a stud. You're throwing him out there for sure. Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, yeah. Mike Evans having a real nice year. And then shout out to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers tight ends, Cade Otton, Payne Durham, and Co Kieft, the all-name team for sure. You can throw Cade Otton out there in a tight end mandatory start. I don't like the Tampa Bay defense. Over to Indianapolis. Sure, why not throw some Minshew out there? Again, only if you are in a situation where you have to. Jonathan Taylor, love him this week. Pittman, Downs, we talked about him as well. I think they're safe wide receiver twos or flexes. And that's the extent of the breakdown there. Indianapolis favored by 2.5 points at home. Jack, New England and the Giants.
Almost an irrelevant game, John, but we've got Ramondre Stevenson in New England. I think he's in the lineup. RB2, probably put him in and forget about it. They've got Mac Jones listed as a starter, but we don't know where that's going to go. I think we're thinking Zappy, but as of this, show, they still have Jones projected, but we'll see. Patriots defense is a good start. You can start Douglas as a low-end WR2 or a flex option. Hunter Henry, tight end mandatory. Again, that New England defense is just fine. Onto the New York side of the ball, I've picked up Saquon Barkley in one of my guillotine leagues where he was, available because there's so much meat on the bones there. And I'm super confident starting him this week that he's going to have a great game. Look, we're not rolling out Danny DeVito here. That's not happening. But he did look really good last week. If you're a gambler, DFS, go for it. Giants defense, I think they're a safe play this week, and that's it. Not very much going on. It's Barkley's game to lose.
I'm so glad we're not subjected to this garbage in primetime. Chance of rain, that's the only thing that can make that game better. New England favored by 3.5 points. Lyle, Carolina, Tennessee.
I don't think this one's much better. This one isn't much better either. I think you're playing, I'll just give you the obvious one. There's Adam Thielen. He's wide receiver 10 for the season. Although he has cooled off, it's been 11 fantasy points per game in the last four. You got to keep trotting him out there, put him in the trenches. Then you look for anything else on Carolina. I don't think I can do it. Chuba Hubbard and Miles Sanders, they've combined for 3 double-digit fantasy days this season. I don't think you can play them. I don't think I'd play either one of them. If you need a win in the playoffs, I think you can find better options or a win to get into your fantasy playoffs. You definitely can do better than those guys. As for Tennessee, Derrick Henry's running back 18 overall, but you're playing him, and he is clear to go. He's a full go for the game this week. He's in the trenches. And DeAndre Hopkins, I think he's the safe wide receiver, 3 flex option. But that's it. Probably both defenses, to be honest. I expect this one to be a very low-scoring affair.
Yeah, rain likely again. Tennessee favored by 3.5 points. Justin, you get the Rams in Arizona to kick off late afternoon.
Yeah, if this was week one, I'd be throwing up in my mouth because I'd have said, maybe one starter, right, back then at that point. But as it stands, I think we got close to 6. On the Rams side, Puka Nacua is in the trenches. Kyren Williams should be playing. Everything says he's playing. They're going to start him. He's in the trenches. Cooper Kupp, if he plays, is in the trenches. I'm a little more nervous about that because it's an ankle. And at the time of the show here, we didn't have a whole lot more other than one limited practice out of him so far. So if he plays, put him in there. Excuse me. On the old Arizona side of the ball, Kyler Murray, James Conner, Trey McBride, and Hollywood Brown. Throw them all in the trenches.
And that's it.
I mean, unless you can name somebody else. I don't think I missed anyone.
I really can't. No, you didn't. Rams favored by 1.5. I just didn't know it was going to be thrown to me. Okay, Cleveland taking on Denver. Well, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, he had a fairly good week last week. It was an ugly game, but he actually looked like an NFL quarterback. They loved him in preseason, and boy, his first start was awful. This one was a little better. I say all that to tell you, you're certainly not putting him out on the field. Jerome Ford is a start as probably an RB2. Then you've got Cooper and Moore, the wide receivers. They get a downgrade because of Dorian Thompson, but I think they're still startable in flex plays. And David Njoku, I do like him this week. Over to Denver, who is just quietly turning this season around, and I hate complimenting Sean Payton. Oh, I hate doing it. But you can start Russell Wilson, but be careful against that Cleveland defense. Certainly you're starting this week. But Russell Wilson and Javonte Williams, but don't expect too much out of them with that Cleveland Browns defense. Sutton is a wide receiver, too. Judy is, I guess, a flex. And that's the extent.
I dropped him, John.
Yeah.
I dropped him in a couple leagues. He's one of those bench warmers that you just got to get rid of.
And that's where you pick up Tajay Spears, get rid of Jerry. I agree. And try and take care of your team.
I'd rather hold Elijah Mitchell hoping that Christian McCaffrey gets hurt than keep Judy on my bench.
Yep. Anyway, that's it. Denver favored by 1.5. You can throw that Broncos defense out there who we talked about against DTR. I think that's a good play, too. All right, Jack, Kansas City and the Raiders.
All right, Patrick Mahomes, listen, I'm telling you right now, if you're listening to this and you think, like, Jack doesn't know what he's talking about, sure, okay. Trade Patrick Mahomes. Get him off of your team and get him while the name getting is good. Last 3 games, he scored 16, 15, and 5 points. That's against Denver, Miami, and Philly. Pretty decent defenses, I get it. But he's got Green Bay, Buffalo, New England coming up after Vegas here. I mean, these are defenses that he's not going to do very well against. He's still going to be a good quarterback, but if you've got someone else on your bench that you can use, trade this guy and make your team better. That said, obviously he's in the trenches. You're not going to, unless you have
Lamar Jackson for some reason. You know, you're not going to start someone over him, but Travis Kelce, tight end, one, lock him in. Pacheco, Pacheco's actually doing pretty decent, John. He's averaging about 3 targets a game, and he's gotten double-digit carries all but like 2 weeks this year. So if you got him on your roster, RB2, Chiefs defense, absolute must start. These guys are getting after it. They are doing double-digit fantasy points against much more mobile quarterbacks than what Las Vegas is trotting out. And then on the receivers, I'm stopping at Rashee Rice. I think you put him in as a WR2 this week. And be confident that if anyone's going to get the ball that's not named Kelce and Pacheco, that it'll be him. So we'll see which way that goes. On to the Vegas side of the ball. Fun story. I don't know if it's coming to an end, but it's been a good story. Davante Adams, Josh Jacobs, you're locking them in your lineups as WR1, RB1. If you have to have a tight end, you can go Meyer. I've looked at him, John. I know we talked about him earlier in waiver. I just don't like the guy. I think there's better options. Raiders defense, if you must, and then O'Connell, the QB, we're not starting this guy, but he is good enough to keep Devontae and Josh Jacobs relevant, and that's all they need out of him. So I think that's what they're going to keep getting. Bad fantasy week, I'm sure, but he's going to have a good football game. I think the Raiders could upset the Chiefs, I really do.
Yeah, I was thinking of that when I looked at the spread. Kansas City's favored by 8.5 points on the road.
Oh, I got to get to it. Hey, let me jump in the car. I'm at the casino, baby.
Get some action on that.
Came early.
Game of the week is yours, Lyle. Buffalo taking on Philadelphia.
Yeah, lots of guys to put in the trenches here. Pretty obvious from the get-go. You're playing Josh Allen. You're playing James Cook, who's quietly put together a top 20 fantasy season at the running back position and probably will be more like a top 15 guy by the end of the year. Stephon Diggs is a must-start. Dalton Kincaid, he's crept into the top 10 of the tight end rankings, so you're making sure he's in the lineup. Then it gets down to the Khalil Shakir and Gabe Davis conversation. Man, if you're playing Gabe Davis, you are very desperate. He has had literally 30 fantasy points over the last 5 games, and one of them was a 23-point game.
Droppable.
So, Lyle, I just dropped him in the Loon League earlier today.
Drop him because he runs one route. He's a 9-route guy, and that's it. And when he gets behind somebody, he gets 20
points. Just
like
George Pickens. Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're in dire situation to play him. Shakir is more of a slot receiver, so it's possible he could be a flex option for you, but I'm keeping both those guys on the bench. And as for Philadelphia, it's the four guys, the four main guys you got to have in the trenches. Jalen Hurts is a must-start. A.J. Brown, again, assuming he's questionable with a thigh injury, assuming he plays, you're trenching him. Same with DeAndre Swift, who's battling an ankle injury. And then you're playing Devonta Smith, who's a safe wide receiver too. But now that there's no tight end in the situation what's the tight end that's out?
Dallas Goedert.
Now that Goddard's out, I don't think there's any other real fantasy options for the Eagles offense.
Highest number on the slate at 48.5. Philadelphia favored by 3. Justin, Sunday Night Football is Baltimore and the Chargers.
Yeah, the flexible Ravens. I say that because a lot of these guys I love in the flex. Lamar Jackson, QB1, no-brainer. But then you got your Zay Flowers, Odell Beckham Jr., both who have been real good the last few weeks, getting double-digit points. I like both of those guys as wide receiver 3, a flex, you know, maybe even a wide receiver 2 possibly this week. So I'm good with those two. Gus Edwards, he's in your lineup as a running back. Listen, I get the concern. He gets like 30 to 40 yards a week, but somehow there's 2 touchdowns in there as well, and he's getting his double-digit points. And Baltimore. They give him the rock anywhere near the goal line, and he finds a way to punch it in there. So, like Gus Edwards this week as well, and I'm trenching that Baltimore defense against the Chargers. Your thoughts may be, well, that offense is really good. They're scoring a ton of points. Great. I want a defense going against a team that's going to sling the ball and potentially get some picks, some turnovers, and maybe a defensive touchdown. So I'm going to roll with the Chargers and hope that roll with the Ravens defense against the Chargers. On to the Chargers side of the ball. I am going to trench Justin Herbert, Austin Eckler, Keenan Allen. These are all obvious starts, and they are the only ones. I'm not playing Donald Parnum Jr. or Gerald Everett. I'm not touching that defense. I'm not even going to attempt to guess at another pass catcher. Keenan Allen, Austin Eckler, Justin Herbert, and that's it.
Eckler, in a replay I saw last week, looked like he was running in mud.
Holy smokes. But he's still Austin Eckler. You absolutely have to play him. Another 47.5 total on a game. Baltimore favored by 3.5 points. I get Monday Night Football. That's the Bears versus the Purple. Well, don't overthink it. It's Monday Night Football and things happen. Justin Fields, certainly putting him out there. The rushing attack in Chicago, I can't say I've really broken it down a whole lot. Roschon Johnson, third string. Deonta Foreman, who's got a questionable tag, is second. Khalil Herbert in first. It is a true committee there. Maybe flex Herbert. I don't know for sure. DJ Moore, throw him out as a wide receiver too, I suppose. And Cole Kmet, tight end mandatory start. Sure, why not? Over to the Vikings, different story. Josh Dobbs and those legs of his and the brain. I fear this kid's going to get hurt, but you got to start him. He's fantastic. Chandler looked good last week in Madison. Speaking of running back committees, God, it's the Bears. I don't know what to tell you to do. It's Minnesota. Why not? Have a reason, another reason to watch on Monday night. Addison's a wide receiver, one or two. KJ Osborne, sure, why not flex him this week? And TJ Hockenson is just a stone cold stud. I don't even mind the Vikings defense this week, and they are favored by 3 points. And that's going to bring to the end the Week 12 version of the Fantasy Football Foursome, thanks to our sponsors, the United States Marine Corps, Rough Swings and Sports Bar, ACC Midwest Transportation, and West Central Trophies. We also want to thank our producer, Nate Thomas, and throw out that Loon text line again. It's 320-235-9094. For Lyle Dickman, Jack Culbertson, and Justin Havemeyer, I'm John Jennings. We'll see you next Saturday on the Fantasy Football Foursome.